And they're going to use AI to justify their tyranny, again, just like the church did in Europe. It's going to be deployed to automate inequality and oppression by denying, for example, welfare through algorithms, maximizing profit through labor suppression on gig platforms, enforcing ideological orthodoxy through AI-driven, algorithmic-driven, you know, content moderation and so on. It's greedy little antisocial tech nerds wearing inflatable god costumes. Let's be clear, the real danger isn't in the code. It's in the class of people who control the code, who do the programming. The danger is in the false belief that the system is neutral and that it's smarter than us, that it deserves our trust, even though the owners and the creators of this have proven time and time again that they're not worthy of our trust. The AI priesthood wants to replace power accountability with technical inevitability. So the only rational thing for you to do is to submit. That's what they want you to think. That's complete rubbish. They want you to believe that they don't control what's coming, that AI is going to run its own course. But of course they control it. They fund it, they build it, they train it, they deploy it. But when the systems of oppression come, they want to be able to say it wasn't us, it was the AI. Like I said before, we've seen this. We've seen this already. It was the church claiming divine revelation. It was the monarch claiming divine right, divine mandate. And it was the colonizer claiming that he was on a divine mission to civilize the world. Now is the tech executives claiming access to divine knowledge.